and fill me up when it's down.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Cancer cases and deaths among men are expected to surge around the world in the coming decades, according to new research published by the American Cancer Society. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPoo.
Deaths from cancer among men are projected to increase 93% by 2050, and that's according to a new study published by the American Cancer Society. Why did the study look at men in particular? Well, we know from previous research that the death rate from cancer around the world in 2020 was 43% greater in men than in women.
The increases are expected to be greatest among men 65 and older. The Biden administration is preparing for a potential attack on Israel by Iran and its allies as soon as this week in retaliation for the recent assassinations of top leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah. The Pentagon is beefing up the U.S. naval presence in the region to protect U.S. forces and help Israel defend itself. CBS News foreign correspondent Remy Innocencio is watching and waiting in Tel Aviv.
This country is still very much on high alert, of course, for those threatened retaliatory strikes from both Iran and Hezbollah. Every night I look out at the windows wondering if each night will be, you know, that night. And there are media reports here and in the U.S. that say it could happen in the next day, the next few days, but we frankly won't know until it happens. That is, of course, until governments or militaries see actual physical signs of launches from Iran or Hezbollah.
Tropical storm Ernesto is gaining strength as it heads towards Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Specialist Philippe Papin is tracking the storm at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He tells us Ernesto is expected to become a hurricane as it turns north toward Bermuda, perhaps as a major Category 3 storm.
We don't anticipate it to become a hurricane until it starts moving further to the north, away from some of those Leeward Islands in Puerto Rico, sometime in the middle of the latter portion of this week.
Papin expects winds clocking over 40 miles an hour, coupled with drenching rain in the coming hours. U.S. Olympic officials say they will appeal a court ruling that resulted in American gymnast Jordan Chiles being asked to return the bronze medal she won in the Paris Olympics floor exercise. More from CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.
USA Gymnastics posted a response from the Court of Arbitration for Sport on social media, saying their rules do not allow for an arbitral award to be reconsidered after conclusive evidence has been presented. It follows a scoring appeal from the U.S. on Jordan Chiles' floor exercise that bumped her to win bronze. Officials later reviewed the appeal, saying the claim was not filed fast enough, despite proof from Team USA that it was. The USAG says it plans to keep fighting.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one. $58 in free food. Go to freefoodone.com. That's freefoodone.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefoodone.com now.
Demolition has begun at the site of the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history in Sutherland Springs, Texas. 26 people were killed there in 2017. Chris Fox has more.
After years of legal debate and restraining orders, the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs is finally coming down. Some of the survivors and families of those killed fought to keep the church as a memorial sanctuary. Attorney Sam Pugate represented them.
The other side's accused us of opening wounds. I don't think my clients would have gone through with this if their wounds weren't still open.
Church leaders did vote for the demolition. A new church was built next door in 2019.
What we've been told is the church does have plans for some sort of open air 24/7 type memorial.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
The Olympic flag has arrived in Los Angeles, where it will be flown in 2028 when the city hosts the next Summer Games. Tupac Shakur's California Love was blasting on loudspeakers as the plane came to a stop. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly clear skies, light west winds developing in lower 60s at daybreak. Sunshine, upper 70s for Tuesday. Same story going into Wednesday, but some shower chances will start to increase late Wednesday night. Right now, it's 67.
Where you go, each time you leave my door. went around and then I ran to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. Only the lonely.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh, it's
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. No one told me about her. How many people cried? But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to. She's not there.
see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Just
try. Oh, girl,
so tell me where I'm speaking, cause even though the words you may be thinking, and I know that you've been cheating,
I still love you.
J-N.
Walking down the street singing,
ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing,
ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
She looked good,
looked good.
She looked fine.
Looked fine.
She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing,
ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
Holding my head just as natural as can be, singing,
ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
We
walked on
to my door,
my door.
We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're nearly every single day singing,
ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
ooh, I did it, did it, dum, did it, dum.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt.
She's mine,
she's mine.
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, I knew we
so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I mean. I know you've heard that the woman will soon take advantage of you. Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't your substitute. So you oughta treat her like a lady. The best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving you all the good can see. You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her, and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So actually, I'm gonna treat her.
To some.